You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onuonoyin joins us now, and today he gives his view on whether teacher pay should be tied to student achievement.
And a very good morning to you all. I'm not one to go repeating gossip, so I'll only say this once. The word on the street is that teachers' salaries are going to be linked to exam results. Put simply, the better the kids do, the more the teacher will make. One would expect that such a corporate view of education might find favour with Republicans, and so it does. But, strangely enough, the payment per results approach is one which has the full backing of President Obama. I thought he was a socialist. I use the term corporate, not in any disparaging sense, mind you, because if I'm in the business of producing or selling a product, well, it makes perfect sense to reward those who produce or sell the most. The question is, however, is it feasible within education? And even if it were feasible, is it desirable? Well, by my reckoning, it's neither feasible nor desirable. And if you have a couple of minutes to spare, I'll explain why. Now, I'm sure many of you out there are thinking, why not? Why not reward good teachers with more money? The trouble is, how do you identify the good teachers? Well, the approach being touted by the Obama administration is one whereby we test the kids at the beginning of the year, and then we test the kids at the end of the school year, and the more progress they make, the more money the teacher gets. The children will not be compared with other children, they'll just be compared against themselves. So if I were a PE teacher, for example, at the beginning of the year, I'd measure how high each kid could jump, and then at the end of the year, I'd measure it again. And as long as the kid was making adequate yearly progress, I would be paid. It's what's known as a value-added approach. How much value did the teacher add to the individual? With the example I've just given, the item being assessed is, well, how high can you jump? And it's readily identifiable and measurable. The trouble is, it's not so simple when it comes to something like reading. Recently, for example, the kids in my second grade class were assessed to see how much progress they had made in the year. Don't get me wrong now, the idea of this test is very beneficial. As a teacher, I need to know how effective my teaching is. I need to know what's working so that I can replicate it. And if something is not working, well, I need to modify my approach. However, the test that was given to my kids, it failed to identify three children who were still struggling with their reading. And the test further recommended that three others who had ostensibly failed the test, that they needed remediation when they didn't. They were actually reading very well for their age. The kids that it failed to identify, in other words, the test said they had passed, they were very good at reading aloud, but they have very poor comprehension of what they've read. They're good at barking at print. And the three that were allegedly poor readers, well, they weren't poor readers at all. They just like to take their time. So they're slow readers, but they understand almost everything of what they read. Now, this is a test that is used up and down the country, and while it does help me to identify good and bad readers, it's a test that yields results that must be interpreted with extreme caution. Measuring a child's true reading level is a very messy, very complicated affair, and it's far from being simple. And while it can be done, I don't think it's feasible or practical to base a teacher's salary on those test results. Even if it could be done, it shouldn't be done. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian Onuonoyin, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland Here I Come at Bossier Parish Community College and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian Onuonoyin every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.